Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Megan Gilger, and welcome to the Friday Meditation. Welcome, friends. How are you doing? It is May. It is wonderful. And the weather has finally turned from really hot to more like May weather, where it's somewhere just lovely and wonderful. I cannot explain. I think the weather that we receive in May can be tumultuous at times, but it can also be really, really amazing. And we're in a really amazing phase after a very hot phase. So I am feeling grateful and just excited about the garden and excited about just watching the world unfold outside our windows here. And I have been thinking about this a lot and watching my garden evolve very quickly. It feels somewhat like a whirlwind here in the north, and I both love it and then am sad about it because I realize that when I'm deep in just the winter and the colder months, there's something that's always missing for me. And that thing I realized is this conversation with nature. And it's different in the winter. It is a different sort of observation. I mean, obviously, we've been doing these meditations through the winter and everything, but there is a totally different connection to nature in the garden this time of year. And that's what today's pod is about. This meditation is specifically about this idea of that conversation and how I learned, really, like the revelation I had that there is this conversation that we're having with the natural world and how to interact with it, and that we really aren't in control, which is an amazing thing to realize, I feel like, as a human, because we can kind of tend to see ourselves at the top of the food chain, so to speak, or the web or whatever, like that in some way we control the web. But what I've realized the longer I have been a gardener, the longer I've lived in right in the heart of nature, is that we're in fact, that there is no top and bottom or sides or anything. It is one big web, and that we're all connected. And the only thing that's controlling it all is the larger idea of nature. And it's like such a relief to me. It feels so good to understand this. And that's what this is about today. And this meditation is called The Steward. And it means the one who tends to or cares for something. And so there's a lot of different meanings and a lot of ways that this word can be utilized. But in this context, I see ourselves similar to that word that we, to the word steward that we utilize with land. that we are here to tend and to care for, which I think is very identifiable to understand as a parent or somebody who's a caretaker and what that means. And when we're caring for somebody, we aren't necessarily focused on ourselves. We're instead focused on the needs and listening to this other person, to this other thing. And so, and we obviously take care of ourselves in that. That's how we are the best caretaker or steward of something. But we also have to understand and learn a conversation to be a part of it and how we can best care for something. And that's what I'm realizing. I realized in the last few years, and that's what this is about. And it's honestly been one of the things that makes me so excited about getting back into the garden is once again, opening myself up to listening and learning from the greater idea of nature. And I think the deeper I dive into it, the more I realize how alive and real this concept of nature is, this web that is creating all these things and doing all of this, and how it, what a special thing it is to be the one at the heart of it in many ways, to help, to be actively participating just as much as the bird or the squirrel that plants the acorn is. And it's fascinating to listen and observe. So this is all about how I realized this. And so, and I'm hoping that it will help you become more observant this spring and into summer, and maybe even trust a little more. So here we go. The steward. The warmer days have arrived now, and as the world has awakened, I am watching everything as it is rising from the soil that will bloom this summer. I see the verbena, the reseeded, poking up, and the anise hyssop with its little purple leaves popping up all over. Then there is the butterfly weed and the milkweed, as well as the Johnny jump ups showing up in every crevice or space between a rock they can find. There is life all around in the soil these days, and it is, though it isn't always evident at times, it is also overwhelming. Last fall, the plants released the seed right along with the trees, letting their leaves go. The seeds floated through the air, traveled on the in the mouths of birds or on the backs of squirrels to find their place all around. When this is happening, I envision Mother Nature using it all as her way of seeding and playing in our garden and land. I see these little ways she sets seeds in new places so they will surface for us in spring and summer to reveal something magnificent. She offers us an easy chance to experience her touch of design if we let ourselves see it. Years ago, when I was just starting these gardens here, I would watch as plants arose and in horror would scrape the surface with my hoe and toss them out. My beds were mine as I saw it. I wanted them pristine so that when I planted it was just as I had envisioned it. In that wake, my bed struggled. I overworked myself trying to fill them in our whirlwind growing season. And instead of feeling calm and relaxed about my gardens, I saw something very different. A place where only I was playing, but I didn't see it quite that way. Things changed in me, though, in the last few years. Maybe it was the fact I had a tiny baby who required me to hold her through at least one of her naps every day, or maybe it was the fact I was just too exhausted. I am not sure, but that year I was spending with that tiny baby sleeping in my arms, I let nature care for our gardens more than I ever have. I planted what I wanted, but left the weeds, quote unquote. I let the milkweed grow wildly through the garden with the Queen Anne's lace. I let the verbena grow wherever it had seeded itself. I opened my heart to the beauty of anise hyssop's traveling ways in her garden. I allowed nature to have her say right beside me as I did the very thing I was intended to do, hold that little baby. For the time with her would be shorter lived than my years as a gardener. What happened that summer in the garden was powerful, though. I watched as every inch in the garden was full of plants of all kinds. Some things I had planted years prior and some I hadn't. I learned just the right time to seed my sunflowers because the sunflowers from the years before were popping up, so why not seed mine? I learned that nature knew just where to grow my cosmos better than I ever would. I learned that some of the grasses are beautiful. Most of all, though, I learned I am not the one in control of my gardens. I don't have to carry that burden. I learned there is no such thing as a weed, just a plant that has been placed by nature. Most importantly, though, I learned that gardening isn't a task, but a love song and a conversation with nature. Somewhere in those days of sitting in the darkness with a baby, trying not to long for a different place I would like to be, I was taught a lesson that has improved my gardening, and it never involved my hands in the soil. The next year, as the milkweed rose in the beds I planned for the beans, I didn't move it, but planted beside it. I waited to determine where I would plant my tomatoes based upon where the borage receded. I watched intensely for where the verbena would come up. I welcomed the sunflowers where they wanted to be. And the chamomile spread its wings all over the beds, and in return, I harvested enough to share with all my friends. I saw one of the most abundant and diverse gardens I have ever grown in my life. It isn't just the soil or the water system, but it was instead putting into practice the idea that I am here to work with nature and not to control it. My job is to steward this garden by building the soil, embracing her movements, bringing in new plants for her to work her magic with, and to remain open to learning from her along the way. So as I began to watch the garden emerge this year and these seeds become plants that nature left where she desired them to be, I am listening to her words once again. I am waiting patiently to see the story she will unfold. I know well enough now that when I listen, I will be gifted an abundance that on my own never would happen. I see now that our gardens are simply our endless conversation with the natural world, and I'm simply here to steward it gently with observation in the same way the garden cares for me. I care for her in this beautiful reciprocity that every year brings me deeper humility. I hope this encourages you to maybe skip weeding. I know it sounds crazy, but I always have this theory of, you know, early and often, but I think early and often works in certain situations. In our raised beds, I pretty much just weed some of the grasses and some of the clovers. The clover can be a little suck out some of the other things, but I've learned now to look for certain plants, to embrace certain ones, and even the dandelions. And I feel like it's a gift. When we first moved out here, there weren't any dandelions. There weren't a lot of these plants. There was a lot of invasive plants. But now we see so many things, and it brings in so many different birds and butterflies and everything. And I find that the greater amount of biodiversity in our garden, some of it me bringing in and sometimes nature bringing in, the more I embrace it and allow it to happen, the more abundant everything is, because there's the right amount of pests and everything, and pests and beneficial insects and predator for the pests and everything. It's all there. And it's just about embracing it and watching and observing. And I think we can do the same things in ourselves as we do in the garden. So I hope this gives you a little pause when you go to grab your hoe to go out and start weeding. And just see what happens instead. Maybe let it be. It can be more relaxed. Same thing with life. Okay, my friends, until then, I'll see you out there.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times.
underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.